Welcome back to Casual Conversations. I'm your host, Ryan Bean, here with my good friend and co-host, Elena Sweetser. And we are here talking.
Special guest.
And our, we'll get to him later, okay? We'll get to this crazy woman here in a hot minute here. But yeah, there's a story behind this, and we're going
to
get there.
For those listening, this is one you have to watch on YouTube.
Yeah, because, you know, this is just kind of shows, you know, we talk about real life, and we talk about the things that we do for our kids and our spouses, and we thought, you know, this is something we would end up getting into today. So actually, let's just get it off. Let's just get out of the way.
Rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Let's rip it off like a Band-Aid. So you're probably asking yourself, why is there a small human-sized Sonic the Hedgehog freaking pinata?
No, we have, for the listeners, we have to explain it like we're an audio.
No, you're going to go ahead and explain this whole story. This is the Elena story. I'm just going to sit back and hear. I'm gonna hear it. So.
Okay. So next to me, let me get in my audiobook voice. Next to me is the world's tallest Sonic pinata. How tall would you say this thing is? Like 3 feet?
That's a little bit taller than three feet.
No, my son is 3 feet, so it's taller than him.
Yeah, let's say it's probably close to four.
Yeah. I'm 4'11". That makes sense.
Yeah.
So this thing is 4 foot. For those who are not watching the video, it looks like Sonic, like the actual figurine. It's massive. And why this is here is because my son's birthday party is on Saturday. And I asked him what he wanted for his birthday, and he said a pinata. I was like, no, not for your party, for your birthday, like toys. And he was like, pinata. I don't know, mommy. And I was so, then ever since then, he's just been asking for a damn pinata.
What's he going to do with this thing?
We're going to break it. There's 10 kids there, so they're going to go nuts. Okay. I'm going to do this after the cake and ice cream and have a sugar rush, you know?
Yeah, then send the kids home to the parents.
With more candy from
it. Yeah.
So anyways, I called around because I'm like, well, I can't get him a boring pinata because he wants a pinata for his actual birthday. So I called three different pinata stores, like Spanish stores.
Because
it's like, literally when I called, they only spoke Spanish. And they're like, ¿Puedes hablar español? I'm like, poquito. And then that's where I was done. So anyways, long story short, I found this guy. I scored him for $50 because I negotiate for a living. They normally run like $75 up.
Nice.
And you have to pre-order this 10 days in advance. Do you know that?
Why would I know how to what the advanced order is for a pinata? How many times do you think I'm going to use a pinata?
In case you ever need one for your holiday party.
Oh, my gosh. Don't tell Allison that. Like, she might go bigger. She might say, how do I bring a 10-foot Christmas tree pinata in this thing? Actually, she probably will do that. Like, you have an adult pinata and everyone goes crazy for it.
And you have little shooters in there.
Yeah.
Allison, geez. If you listen to our podcast, she's probably 10 episodes behind.
She won't ever listen to it, so it's fine. We'll never know. She'll know by next Christmas.
Amber, put this in the video teaser clip for Allison.
No 6-foot pinata Christmas trees. We don't need that. We don't need it.
This thing ended up coming home. I thought it was much smaller. Cole walked through the door. I was like, oh, my God. And my kid went bonkers. So, yeah.
Yeah. But,
so I was like, we're going to get our money for him. I got him on Wednesday. We're recording today. And I was like, I'm going to bring him on the podcast.
And we have a special guest. So, and the most special thing about him is he doesn't speak back. So that's nice.
Yeah. But this goes to what Ryan and I are talking about, the shit we do for our children.
It's overwhelming. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's those type of things, though, that one, make the statement, but it also creates the most memories.
Oh, yeah. He's going to talk about this thing forever.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, people are going to be talking about it because it's, you know, and some people, you know, most of the people that probably listen are like, well, that's out of my way.
Yeah.
That's such an inconvenience.
That's what you have husbands for.
I'm not. They're exactly right.
That's what
exactly
I said my
right. You know what? You women are great at ideas.
I said,
I just go with the ideas. You execute it, babe.
Yeah.
You execute it. I'm going to have all these great ideas. Like, you just gave her one with a 6-foot Christmas tree. Right. And she's going to try to, I'm not lying to you, if that ever happens, she's going to try to figure out for me a way to hang it. I can't just lay it out like Sonic here. She's going to want to make me hang it.
No, we have to hang this thing.
Oh my, well, right now you're not.
Well, right now, he's chilling.
Yeah, anyway.
So, and like I said, I told Cole literally, I was like, I found the pinata and I got the deal, so you pick it up. But no, I'm pretty excited for his birthday party on Saturday. I'm really proud of myself this year.
You are.
Because it's Sonic themed and I found a bounce house slide that looks like it's straight out of Emerald Hills.
Wow,
it's like
cool.
The perfect tie-in. I was gonna try to do hot dogs because chili dogs is themed. Like Sonic's known for chili dogs.
Yeah.
Then I was like, then my husband's gonna have to grill it out and I don't want kids around
pre-make
a hot
them.
Thing. Well, I could, so I'm just gonna do pizza.
Oh, okay.
Well, a kid doesn't like pizza.
They all like it.
You
they
can
all
go
like
to
pizza. Costco and it's easy.
Or Sam's Club and get bowl.
There you go. Another thing that she does, right? Like, and she, again, always looking at the price conscious stuff, even though, you know, you don't have to go crazy. And you see some of these people, you know, they do some fairly elaborate stuff, especially when the kids are little. You know, yeah. I think it's more, you know, one of the things Allison always did for the kids was she always made them, and she still does, a homemade birthday cake. That's always been her thing, where she didn't want to do a store-bought birthday cake. She wanted to make a specific birthday cake for whatever my kids were into that year or whatever. You know, one year she put all of Dylan's sayings all over the cake, like bruh and cap and all. It was hilarious because he had all, and he was laughing so hard because he realized that's how he spoke. But it just goes to say, you know, why me and Cole married you guys. Yeah. At the end of the day, is you want to have the female that's in your life or your wife or your spouse have that love for your kids and be that mother for the kids. And it's, one, super attractive, but two, it just is so wholesome. It's the way it's designed to be, I think. Yeah. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of us guys, you know, especially when it comes to the holidays and things like that, we're really not in the know because it's the moms take on that responsibility. And Allison's always done it for our family, and she still does it. I mean, you know, speaking of things, my son's obviously going to homecoming. Mm-hmm. My daughter is as well. And in Texas, we have mums, right?
Which I still don't understand.
I don't get it either, you know, especially coming from California originally. Yeah. You know, when we first got here and we had friends of ours that, you know, had kids already in high school. Yeah. And they were going through that. And me and Allison was like, man, it's just another crazy thing that Texans do. And then you buy so much into the tradition of Texas, which is one of the reasons why Allison and I love living here so much, is because we are, you know, a proud state. We are traditional, which we love. That's something that's a fit for Allison and I, especially when it comes to that kind of stuff. So you've got these mums now and they're doing the exchanges and like everything's an event. The homecoming, like you used to ask girls to a dance. Now it's these, what do they call them? Homecoming proposals or something like that. Yeah, they are. Allison, you know, comes up with the idea. Allison made Dylan make the sign finally. Yeah. Allison made the mum for Hannah, and the mum turned out phenomenal. Yeah. And she just puts that much attention into it. But it's all the things that you're doing when you're exhausted. Mm-hmm. The kids have got you running around. Allison does, you know, all of her volunteer stuff, and then she does all the stuff with cheer.
Yeah.
Dylan's fishing team, and then still constantly having to make time to make these moments special for the kids.
Yeah.
It's a blessed life. It's a blessed life for sure.
I told Cole, I think it was Monday, because I was just, you know, work's obviously a little nuts and in a good way. But I told him Monday, I was like, there's a big part of me that just wants to throw money at it, go to Cheeky Monkeys, have them do it, be done, and go home. I was like, but this is some of his most vital years.
Right.
And he will remember this, because my mom used to do that for our birthdays. I remember one year we had Barney come to our party. That's when Barney was big then, and she had the Barney cake and all that stuff. And one of my favorite stuffed animals growing up was, I don't remember the dinosaur's name now, the Triceratops from Barney. Like, I carried that thing. I carried it everywhere, even like when I was like eight, everywhere. And so you remember those things, you know, and I got disappointed in myself because I'm like, oh, I didn't get to do the craft stuff that I wanted to do for his party, like I normally did for his party last year, the Nightmare Before Christmas, and in my house I painted doors like in the movie, Christmas Town, Halloween Town, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get to do that this year, but I'm like, you know what? I did it at our house.
Right.
And even Cole's like, should we do it at our house? It's gonna be crazy. I'm like, why wouldn't we? Ken is so proud of our current. He loves our new house.
He has
so
a beautiful home.
He's like,
a beautiful home.
I'm like, he's gonna just. He loves his house, and he wants people to feel the love for his house. So why would he not? It's gonna be a crazy day. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I cheated. I hired two teenagers to clean up after.
That's not cheating. That's using your resources around you wisely.
Haley Bean.
That's why. There you go. That's why you work so hard so that you can have those resources. So Dylan did the same thing at Tina's 40th birthday.
Yeah.
And it was so smart from Trent. It was genius on Trent's part because he had to pay a $150 deposit on the cleaning fee or basically the deposit to make sure you clean it. He just told Dylan, I'll give you the deposit.
Yeah.
And Dylan's like, are you serious? He's like, absolutely. He goes, but I'm not doing anything. When the party's over, I'm taking Miss Tina to my house. You're doing the whole thing. And he goes, and it depends on you. So if we get the deposit back, that means you did a good enough job. and the money goes to you. Dylan did it. And him and his girlfriend went in there, seriously, knocked it out, took him probably an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
They walk away with $75 each.
Oh.
I'm like, they get, and they,
so brilliant.
Yeah. And brilliant. They, well, hey, we've worked hard. We deserve some
exactly. Few, some and that's why we have friends with older kids. Because yeah, I have Haley and then I have our other friends.
Hey, you're getting paid for this?
13.
I didn't get paid for that stuff growing up. My mom and dad's like, clean up the house.
Well, my parents like, do this. But yeah, with Haley and the other 13-year-old, I'm going to have one be in the playroom to make sure they don't take the toys and food in the playroom and like keep it sane, and the other one outside making sure the kids are safe on the bounce house slide because it's an 18-footer.
Go
and
big.
Then they'll flip-flop half 1.5 hours deep, and I was like, that way we can relax and, you know, talk to the parents more, because, you know, when you're hosting, you're like eyeballs on everything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's well worth it to me.
Well, being the host is always work, right? Everyone, yeah, you know, it's,
well, when you're the mom.
No, yeah.
The dad gets to. What do you, what is that one?
That might be true. That might
be true. We're having people come over 2 hours, and what's he doing? He's out there with a leaf blower blowing the grass with no leaves on it.
Yeah, because, yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%.
But he's busy.
He's busy. He's busy. Yeah, you take care of the inside. I got the outside. I will say I've done a pretty good job with that when it comes to hosting parties. Is, yeah, I try to really take a lot of that burden off of Allison, because I understand she's trying to, especially at our Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
At our Christmas party every year, she, you know, does it up. But, it, you know, it's, a lot of it is, I want her to be able to connect with her friends, and she's trying to say hi to everybody. And so we have to definitely tag team that to make sure, mm-hmm, everyone's having a great time. And it's an adult-only party, so that, mm-hmm, makes it a little bit easier. We're not managing kids like you guys will be. But, yeah, you know, playing host is fun. But it does come with a lot of work as
it
well.
It does.
Yeah.
And it always cracks me up when you, like, go through the madness to deep clean your house just for it to get wrecked.
Yeah.
That after the party.
Well, then you just get a surface clean. You do the deep clean.
So I have the cleaners.
So I just got to do the surface clean.
Well, I have the cleaners come in tomorrow. And I was like, yeah, we're having a party with a lot of, there'll be like 30 people at my house.
Yeah.
Including the kids. I'm like, it's just going to get wrecked. But I told Ken, no food in your playroom, because we have like that beige new sofa in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And last year, because we had it at our house last year, I found like broccoli florets on the ground, half eaten, an orange, a tangerine with a bite into it, yeah, like an apple just thrown on the ground. I was like, okay, so the kids are not free range with their stuff this year.
Yeah, but those are the fun memories, right? You look back at those things.
I know,
things,
here I am talking about it.
Yeah, you're exactly. And the funny thing about it is that those are the things you'll miss. You, yeah, know, it's funny because, you know, I'm, you know, going through it, it's so frustrating. And now that I'm on the other side of it with my kids being older, and you realize they don't do those things anymore, yeah, right? So when they want to have a birthday, they want to go hang out with their friends.
Go to eat,
you know,
dinner,
they want me,
yeah,
or they go eat dinner. They want me to make a big dinner for them and their friends just so they can leave, right? Addison will have, you know, sometimes pool party still because, yeah, she, you know, it's, we have the pool and she's a summer baby. So that makes it easier. But Dylan's smack dab in the middle of the winter.
Yeah.
He's right after Christmas.
Right. That's right.
He's right after Christmas. So for us, it's hard to find things, especially when he was little. So that's why we did a lot of things at our house, because there's not a lot of things to do indoors,
right,
that's not the normal stuff, right? Yeah. Where it's the Chuck E. Cheese and those type of things.
Yeah.
But
no,
you know, I miss the chaos. I miss that age of birthdays, because it was like them going to Disney World. I mean, they, yeah, were such a big deal. The whole day was about them. And, you know, yeah, it's a special thing.
And
for sure.
Ken's so excited for his cake. He specifically wants
and the
Sonic
pinata,
cake.
Apparently.
And the pinata. He specifically wants a Sonic cake and Shadow cupcakes. And it's just like, he's so detailed. And it's like, he just, like, it's his magical day. He knows it's, I think he knows it's his birthday, but Tim, he's just like happy to celebrate it with people, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But you said something like, you know, it doesn't last forever. So there's like the towel rack thing at the end of you saw our bathroom setup where it's like this separate islands?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So on the end of where mine is, it has a towel rack. So I walked by and my hip bumped into something. My kid got his Nightmare Before Christmas ears from Disneyland, and he like strategically somehow like clipped it on there. So it's just randomly standing there, and he has a random bouncy ball that he balanced like right at the top. And I remember walking by it, and I was like, you know, one day I won't have random shit like this,
yep,
in my house.
You won't.
And there were on the floor just trucks lined up everywhere. I just won't have that every day. So,
well, you will once you guys have baby number two, right? I mean, then all
two,
of a sudden,
three.
Yeah, or three, yeah, two, three, twins.
Twins.
That's right, you want twins. So, but when you start thinking about that next, you got to manifest it. You got to put it out there, right? And, you know, you look at these stages, and, you know, sometimes we get so excited to get to the next stage because,
yeah,
you're burned out.
Yeah.
And especially when you're trying to manage a house and manage careers. And when the kids are that age, they're so needy. But it actually leads into a screenshot I took to you as we're talking about kids and leading into this next age.
Yeah.
That thing I sent you from Princess Diana.
Oh, yeah.
And, Kate. Or sorry, Kate. Princess Kate. Yes, yeah, yeah. Kate.
I know.
Sorry.
What you're
but I was thinking.
That's what I'm here to correct.
Diana was the princess when I was growing up, you know, back in the day. So, yes, Princess Kate was talking about, you know, they were trying to ban kids under 15 having access to social media.
I think it's so smart.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, finally, I'm like, why has it taken us this long to realize that these kids are just not adapt to receive this poison all day when they're still so young? Like, and there's these things that they get sucked into because they're watching screens. And, you know, we talk about how needy the kids are. And our generation did this to them. And I will say one of the things that Allison and I were very hardcore on, and I'm so thankful that we were, was we did not have the kids. They were not, they were not dependent on iPads and mobile devices and any of those type of things. They didn't have to play games. Like, if we went to restaurants, they got to color.
Yeah.
We played Hangman. We played, you know, we'd do little games or something at the table, but they were not allowed to have any kind of electronic at the
sad.
Table.
You go to restaurants sometimes and like the whole family is just on their phone.
Yeah.
The kid, I mean, it was a couple weeks ago, we were at a restaurant and there's this kid, the parents are just on their phone and the kid had the headphones on. It was like this close to the screen and you just like.
But you know, that's what her basically the article was about, was that these kids have become so dependent on that and they have completely lost the human connection. And it's exactly what Elena and I talk about all the time. And I know it's kind of getting spun into it, but apply here what we're talking about, because we're talking about young kids. Mm-hmm. And my kids are now past that stage. And I can tell you that I wish that they would have had that as a ban when my kids were growing up, because they would have been able to be kids more. They would have been more innocent. I think a lot of the stuff that you're seeing right now with, you know, kids transitioning and all these different things when they're too young, and you know, whoever's belief, they can have their belief. I've got mine and I don't believe in it. I think it's completely wrong. And I think it's wrong, especially when these kids are this little, right? That they have access to seeing these type of things, and these things become normal to them at a very young age when they're not young, they're not old enough to absorb it yet.
I think I told you when Cole and I first started becoming friends, before we were dated, we coached together and we coached a U12 team.
Yep.
And I'll never forget, there was one girl, you could tell that she struggled, she had a lot of insecurity because she was the more heavy set girl. And she was beautiful in my opinion, but you know, all the other girls skinny and it's a thing.
Yep.
And so I remember one day she was just really upset and before practice and she was just on her phone and I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, I only got 2 likes or 3 likes on my photo. And she, I guarantee you, she tried so hard look beautiful, wear something nice, get the right pose and post it. And she got 2 likes and she was so distraught.
Yeah.
She's like, nobody loves me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, sweetheart, you know, that Instagram, obviously, no matter what you tell them, they don't care. In their mind, they're not going to hear it.
They're not going to hear it.
And I get that because I grew up with social media. And I remember, like I told you, I was the nerd girl growing up. I had buns. I was always in a hair in my bun. I did have buns too. Still got buns, you know. anyways, I was always wearing like soccer clothes, my hair in a bun, no makeup, whatever. I didn't master the selfie, right? The pose and selfie. And I used to always get confused about that. And I think like I grew up with that as a young kid before 15. So I can kind of talk about it. It would confuse me and it would make me think that it wasn't worth anything.
Yeah.
Because the other girls who knew how to pose in their Hollister, in the mirrors, they got the most attention for the boys.
Sure.
The boys wanted their numbers. The boys wanted their AOLs. The boys wanted their MySpace. They got the likes. They got the comments, you know? But the older you get back and I look back on it, I think that really does mess with your brain as you get older.
No, it absolutely does. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got to, you know, that's why we're trying to do what we do, right?
Yeah.
What we're trying to do right now is, especially this next generation, we're trying to teach them that And I'm so glad to see that article today, because exactly that article is exactly what you and I have been talking about for the last several years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are finally starting to come out about it. And they're starting to talk about how these kids need that human interaction. They need to build friends. They can't live behind a camera. They can't live behind this fake world. They can't get sucked into the likes and who's seeing my posts. And that's their sense of accomplishment. That's their sense of
self-worth.
That's their sense of fitting in. And it's so wrong, because that's not what any of those things are about. Mm-hmm. But they're getting sucked into that world. So, you know, what you're doing is all starts at this age, right? I mean, look, we got Sonic here. And it's about being being an evolved parent. It's about doing the hard things. It's about saying no. There was times where our friends wanted to hang out and do things when we had little kids, and we said no. We couldn't go do things, and we're not going to take our kids to a restaurant, or I'm not going to constantly, you know, have babysitters for the kids and pay for babysitters for the kids. Yeah. And we wanted to be those type of parents.
Those babysitter fees add up.
It's an expensive night.
Well, and that's why we have good friends. Like, you guys just know we are going to stay the night here because we're bringing Kian.
Yes.
Also, we don't want to drive in the middle of the night with kids, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm like, it's safer to me to know we're just going to get up first thing in the morning and head home. And that makes a huge difference.
Well, you're just involved with your kids, and you don't just do, you know, why you see things at restaurants and why you see families, you just, you know, cram an iPad in front of somebody is because of FOMO.
Yeah.
They don't want to miss out on hanging out with their friends. They don't want to miss out on what's the gossip. They don't want to miss out on, you know, on anything. So what they do is they go, okay, what's going to keep my kid quiet for the next few hours? And they shove something in front of them. And Allison and I just didn't do that. Yeah. And, you know, there was times they got older, we'd let them play like games or whatever, but it was like a leapfrog game, or it was a learning game, things like that. And that would be, you know, as they got older, just out of boredom.
Yeah.
And that's mostly if we went to somebody's house, right?
Yeah.
Because that way they could still play games and, you know, do those type of things. But if you're hanging out with friends for several hours, there's only so much coloring you can do before you start to get over it. But
honestly, if we do that, and I don't feel bad, I told Cole, because I buy Kian a Lego set for $15, and I'm like, it's worth it for me to him sit there for an hour to 2 hours and build Legos than it would be for him to just sit on an iPad.
Right.
Which he doesn't have an iPad.
Right.
Which, going to Italy, I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
So I actually found my very old iPad from like when we first moved here, 2015, 16.
Yeah.
It still turns on. Okay. I just plugged it on. And so I told Cole, I'm like, I'm gonna have to download some movies. So the way out there, we're leaving at like 6 o'clock. So his bedtime is 7:30. So he'll sleep majority of the way out there.
Yep.
Which, did you know they make beds for the seats now? It's like an inflatable chair, and then the kid sleeps on this bed.
Oh no! Like just in the regular seats.
Yeah. So in the plane, you can blow it up, and it's like a blow up small mattress, and it goes down to the ground, so it makes a full bed.
For the kids.
Because you know the kids usually have their feet hanging. So
I know that. That's cool.
$30.
Oh, that's cool. I did not know that.
Yeah. So anyways, I got one of those. I'm like, we need that. But anyways, so he'll do that. But on the way back, I'm like, we're traveling at 10:30. So I'm like, this once again, there's only so much coloring, sticker books, and things he can do. He can't do Legos on there because he'll drop the things and then it'll be fiasco. So I was like, he might watch some cartoons on the way back.
Oh no, there's always exceptions to the rule, right? So, but
10-hour flight's it's a long
that's
one.
A
or maybe
long
he'll just be tired from Italy and just sleep. That'd be great.
Maybe get him a lot of pasta. Get those carbs in him.
He has
a little carb overload.
He's calling himself a spaghetti monster already.
Oh, he's
like, his cousin gets in town tonight, and I said, "What do you want for dinner, Poppy?" I want Poppy to be a spaghetti monster with me tonight.
Spaghetti monster. I love it. I love it. So
they don't know that I'm going to sneak spaghetti squash into their noodles, though.
There you go. Okay, get them some vitamins in there. Get them some healthy food in there some way, somehow, right? But anyway, this show started with Sonic here, the 4-foot freaking pinata that Elena bought. And again, it just to highlight what we do for our kids and what we do to try to create memories for these kids. And I know that a lot of you guys that are listening to us are phenomenal parents. We see you guys on Facebook. We see you guys on your social media platforms. We can see how involved you are on your kids. And for those that are trying to figure out ways to make special moments for your kids, it's these little things like that that, in my opinion, go the longest.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to remember the Chuck E. Cheese birthday. I don't think they're going to remember, you know, the trampoline parks. They're going to remember the ones that they're going to remember, the 4-foot Sonic the Hedgehog pinata party that they had. It's just going to. That's the thing. That's what happens when you make that extra effort.
Cole and I are betting now if he's going to cry when this thing breaks or not.
I'll put like five. I know. I think I'll put $5. He doesn't cry because the candy.
That's true.
And all of his friends are going to swarm
in.
And
so that was a question. Am I going to fill this up all the way with candy? And I'm not. I bought bags of candy, and then I got like little like balloons because that's cheap.
Yeah.
And kids love balloons and little bracelet things. And I was like, and then the leftover party favor stuff. I'm just going to throw in there.
Throw it all in there and just let them bust it up. Yeah.
Yeah. And some what's it? Fruit snacks.
Oh yeah.
Throwing that in there.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? They'll call that a day.
Yeah.
But I do want to be end it with also what you were saying is, you know, when it's about showing up for your kids, that means sometimes that you don't have to compete with other people and what they're doing for their kids.
Oh my gosh.
You know, just because other people's kids have that nice iPod or iPhone, iPods are back in the day, but the iPhones, or they have laptops, or they have whatever,
yeah,
or the
crazy
new car, that's where you start there. You stop caring what other parents are doing for their kids because you don't know what's behind the curtains, and you focus on how you show up for your kid.
1,000%. And at the end of the day, you know, a lot of that's just a flash, right? Mm-hmm. So I agree with you 100%. And like I said, it's all about making the special memory for your kid. That's what the kids are going to care about. You know, long term, you know, they may be disappointed short term on if they didn't get something big that they wanted, but long term, they're going to remember the stuff that was more meaningful
100%.
Anyway. So anyway, right, guys, the fun episode. It was definitely different. We broke it up from our normal motivational type stuff that we typically talk about, but
the blue blur in real life.
We definitely wanted to show the world that there are 4-foot Sonic pinatas out there. And if you need anyone to negotiate a good price for you, call in. She'll hook you up.
That's right.
So anyway, we'll see you guys on the next one.
See you next week.
Bye.